Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. By the way, check out our new politics website. It's a free country. org. There's always something interesting to read there and always something interesting to do. We have our Wonk Wars guest bloggers on the question of whether public employees have too many benefits, and we will take that one onto the air coming up next hour. The Republicans today issued their Pledge to America, as they call it, kind of a contract with America-like document for the midterm elections. We've posted it at itsafreecountry.org and invite your comments there. And our free country quiz question today is this. About 13,000 service members have been discharged for telling under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How many have been discharged for asking? Again, about 13,000 service members have been discharged for telling under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. How many have been discharged for asking? See if you know the answer on our politics site. itsafreecountry.org. Well, a brand new crop of college students has started this month, and in 4 years, give or take, many will come out with a bachelor's degree and probably with a lot of debt. So is it worth it? What's the value of a BA in 2010? So in the fourth installment of our month-long series on the freshman class and the new economic and social climate they face, we want to talk about if getting a BA is a good investment. We'll also talk about that liberal arts BA, increasingly maligned, though increasingly cherished by some. Tamar Lewin covers higher education for the New York Times, and she is back with us, coming on every Thursday this month. She reported this week that despite some talk about the declining value of a college degree, the value of a BA is actually growing. Tamar, welcome back. Thanks again for doing this series with us.
Well, thank you.
And listeners, we're going to take your call specifically on the value of a liberal arts degree. In 2010, is being a, comp lit major going to get you anywhere? Give us a call and make your case for why a liberal arts degree might still be a wise choice for some, or why it might not. 212-433-WNYC. Call us up on this, 212-433-9692, or post your comments to our show page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So, Tamar, according to this new report from the College Board, the payoff from earning a bachelor's degree is growing?
Yep.
Tell us about it.
Well, this is all, of course, in the aggregate, so you have to assume that it's going to mean different things depending on how you go about it. But overall, the median earnings for full-time workers who had bachelor's degrees in 2008 were $55,700, and that's a big $21,900 more than the people who only finished high school. So from that point of view, you'd say, yes, yes, this is a great investment. And the report also found that 11 years after you start working, even if you paid for your tuition with student loans, that's the moment at which your higher earnings are going to pay off and make up for your years out of the labor force. But that assumes that you went to a public university. That assumes that your loans were at 6.8%. This is just all about what your assumptions are. And, of course, a lot of people read this and thought, yeah, the College Board tells us it's worth going to college. What else are they going to tell us?
Yeah, right.
And then they say, well, you know, the assumptions here, they lump together people who got GEDs, who don't do as well in earnings as people who got a regular high school diploma. And so you can quibble about almost any piece of this. But overall, yes, it pays. But again, this is lumping together people who got engineering and business degrees with people who got French Lit degrees, although there's way fewer of those French Lit degrees. They're tiny as compared to 22% of the BAs or something like that being business, and then a lot of teachers and a lot of social workers who come out ready to have a particular job.
Some of those stats, just for people who are curious, and, you know, it's in a way, like you say, it's kind of obvious in general. A four-year college degree is still going to be worth a lot more to you over your lifetime than just a high school diploma. And so, for example, among people age 25 to 34, women with BAs earned 79% more, and men earned 74% more than people with just high school diplomas, and the numbers go on from there. But where it gets interesting is to break it down. As you say, our lines are full, and let's take a call from Catherine in New Rochelle. Hi, Catherine. Thanks so much for calling WNYC.
Hi, how you doing? I just recently graduated with my BA from the College of New Rochelle, and I absolutely think that it's important. Actually, I think that the BA has become like the high school diploma now. So I'm going to Lehman College now to get my master's. But it still opens up doors for me because I can basically take that degree and go into any field and start at a position where I'm a supervisor earning more, you know, lumped together with my experience. And I think that it's comparable to the 4 years that you would do, like, in the military. They just want to know that you basically started something and you finished something. Mm.
What's your BA in, and what are you going for a master's in?
Well, my BA is in liberal arts. And I have a focus in psychology, and I'm going for my master's in language speech pathology.
And so that's your probable career goal, to be a speech pathologist?
Yeah, well, I know that it's in demand, and my original goal was to go into teaching, but since they have the freeze on teaching in New York City, it doesn't really help me much.
Yeah. Now, some people might say you could have majored in speech pathology as an undergrad. I don't know if that's actually true, but why spend 4 years getting the liberal arts education that's more abstract?
Well, honestly, I wasn't sure. Like, most people in college don't know what they want to do, and I think if you start off with an idea of what you want to do, you start bouncing around, because I didn't originally start off with the liberal arts idea either. Mm-hmm. I started off with business and then education, and then you change your major like 3 or 4 times, you end up wasting time and money. So if you do a straight BA, you're basically, you know, you have the 4-year degree, which is what most people want, is mm-hmm. a bachelor's in whatever, no matter which field you go into. If they require a bachelor's, it really doesn't matter what you get your bachelor's in, as opposed to what you get your master's in.
Well, it definitely sounds like you're heading in a good direction. Thank you for calling us.
Great, thank you.
And Tamar, you know, that's an interesting case for a liberal arts education, at least for somebody who doesn't know exactly what they want to do when they start out. Why waste your time and money changing majors? Get that, you know, general, well-rounded education, and then you can do something practical like go for a master's in speech pathology.
Yeah, she was kind of the perfect caller for the argument that we're all going to have lots and lots of jobs over our lifetime, and what we need is this base in critical thinking that can let us do anything after that, and then she's going for a nice career-minded master's. So she kind of illustrates that point gorgeously.
Dorothy in Manhasset, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dorothy.
Yes, good morning.
Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I do believe in many cases that a strong undergraduate degree in a liberal arts foundation is essential for the types of jobs that that our kids will have when they get into the workforce, whether it's working for a global corporation where you're required to have language skills, or you work for a local company. My argument is that a strong liberal arts education allows individuals to have a very strong skill set, including multidisciplinary approaches to problem solving. Mm-hmm. I work in investment banking, and I find that many of the strongest associates and analysts we have coming out of undergraduate programs, the ones who do well, are the ones who are able to apply those multidisciplinary skill sets to problem solving for our clients who are located globally.
That is so interesting, Dorothy, because I think it's counterintuitive to a lot of people that if you want to be headed for something, you know, where the money really is, and something as focused as investment banking, that you should be an econ major, that you should learn about the numbers, learn about, you know, how banking works in particular, and learn about markets, and that the humanities and the social sciences are going to be less valuable to you than to most other people, and you're saying not.
Correct. I do believe, however, that it is important to have the hard skills, including, you know, accounting, financial analysis, for this particular field. But again, someone who's grounded in a strong liberal arts, multidisciplinary foundation will be flexible to receive a job that is high in demand, mm-hmm. especially, say, 10 years out when we're looking at multimedia and increasingly a closer, interconnected global economy.
Dorothy, thank you so much for your call. And Tamar Lewin, there again, another kind of poster child call for the value of a liberal arts education in this focused, scarce economy world.
Yeah, I'm surprised we're not getting the, you know, I went straight on. I did it in 4 years. I don't need this other stuff. And what's the matter with all of you who go into liberal arts calls? Because
right.
I sure hear a lot of that.
But here's another kind of liberal arts case that hasn't come up yet, I think, from Perry in South Orange. Perry, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Actually, ironically, I think I'm very much going to agree with the woman who spoke before me. I'm really also wanting to call as a liberal arts graduate of 30 years ago to say that I think that part of what's going on across the boards in the United States is a lowering of standards of education, especially with regard to training around geography, history, social science, and international language. And I think without those basic skills, people can't lead the world to come, the global world that we live in. So I'm calling to again in favor of a liberal arts degree and really believe that someone who's well-schooled in terms of those areas
right.
is going to be a prime candidate for most jobs that are coming down the pike.
In the practical world. Perry, thank you very much. I actually thought, Tamar, that she was going to make another argument, the one that I said hasn't really come up yet, which is that education for education's sake is still valuable and still should be seen as meaningful at the undergraduate level, which is that you're going to college not just to become a technician in your ultimate field, even if a very well-rounded technician. You know, these are all very practical arguments we've gotten from the last two callers, but to be an educated human being.
Right. And actually, one of the interesting things about this report, although it goes so far that it almost makes you laugh, is let's talk about the social benefits here. If you get a bachelor's degree, you're more likely to volunteer, you're more likely to vote, you're more likely to give blood, you're more likely to exercise, you're more likely to have health insurance, you're more likely to have a pension, you're less likely to have a low birth weight. I mean, it sort of goes on and on about all the social goods. But, of course, who knows how much of that is that it was caused by.
Now, we've got to get some skepticism in here. For example, on our comments page, Mr. Bad, wouldn't you like to post as Mr. Bad one day, writes, the value of a liberal arts education is inestimable, but the cost is utterly indefensible, and the long-term earning advantage negligible. All you need in order to have a superior liberal arts education is a library card and some intellectual curiosity. And we'll go from there to Greg on the North Fork of Long Island, who's, I think, going to amplify a little bit. Hi, Greg.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
First of all, I don't think you need to go to college to be well-informed or good education or to be well-educated. You listen to your show and shows like that, so I agree with the person who just posted on the net. And I think that because we're living in a more technological society to where we have virtual offices almost, I think the next cycle of millionaires are going to be your plumbers, your electricians, your infrastructure, because nobody seems to want to do those jobs. And there's such a big push for education and getting office jobs. I think over the next 10 or 15 years, the white collar jobs are going to cycle around, and I think it's going to be the plumber that's going to be making, you know, $200,000 a year as opposed to the office worker.
Well, first, you've given me an idea. We could create an incentive for listening to the show. If you listen enough hours over the course of 4 years, we'll give you a BLBA. on the serious point, Tamar, I mean, maybe not millionaires, you know, maybe millionaire in terms of life savings, but maybe at least the job security, because we know so many people are not growing up learning how to work with their hands anymore.
It's not just job security. There's a big need, and a lot of these jobs that are focused occupational skills like plumbing are going to pay a lot. And you do have to wonder if you can make $150,000, $200,000 as a plumber, is there any reason to pay $250,000 to go for 4 years to a fancy college? It's a lot of money.
I want to learn about Nietzsche.
Then you should be a plumber and on the side take extension courses in Nietzsche.
Tamar Lewin covers higher education for the New York Times, joining us every Thursday this month to talk about issues in higher education. She'll be back next week. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.